Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
So we had some rainfall happen in Cincinnati, and the Cardinal game has been postponed. So we are going to have a double header that's going to happen tomorrow. Let's play two. That's going to happen tomorrow for the Cardinals. Want to welcome into the show Lieutenant Dan Gibbons of the St. Charles City Police Department. Lieutenant, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Hey, I really appreciate you making time today. I was talking about when I first started the show today, got the opportunity to attend the St. Louis Area Police Chiefs Association 33rd Annual Police Officer Memorial Prayer Breakfast, which, by the way, is the longest title I think I've ever seen for an event.
That is a long one.
But got the opportunity to see Mayor Borgmeyer, Mayor Hennessy there today. For those of you who don't know, those are the mayors of the city of St. Charles and the city of O'Fallon. And we were talking about the fact that the advanced skills training in law enforcement is getting ready to open on Friday, speaking of another long title. So CASEL, yeah, which you talked about, the Center for Advanced Skills Training in Law Enforcement, is a brand new center that is opening up up Highway 79 in O'Fallon. It is a joint venture between the city of O'Fallon and the city of St. Charles. And the shooting range is actually, we're going to cut the ribbon on that thing on Friday, aren't we?
Yes, we're very excited to have the range completed for the Center for Advanced Skills Training in Law Enforcement. And this is just phase one and two phases for this training center. So it's nice that some of it's open and we're going to be able to get to use it right away.
So tell me a little bit about the history of how did this come together? I know there's been talk about, you know, law enforcement training centers around the area. This one's actually been in the works for a few years, hasn't it?
Correct. Yes, this all started in the end of 2021, beginning of 2022, and it really came down to St. Charles City Police Chief Jinks and Major Myers from the O'Fallon Police Department, just two guys that have known each other, worked together for over 30 years, both realizing that there was such a need in our region for police training and deciding to go to their cities and see if they could resolve that problem. And it is such a large need in our area that the city's agreed, and we decided to partner up. And construction on our range began in early 2024, just ended March of 2025, and it's just the beginning for this training center.
So tell me a little bit about this range. For people who don't know, this is a long-range shooting range, right?
Correct. Yeah. So a lot of ranges that police officers go to are 25 to 50 yards. This is going to be up to 200 yards. It is a outdoor range. So obviously that's pretty needed for police officers. A lot of officers get in these kinds of uses of force when they're outside. So it's important that officers train in the elements, you know, hot, cold, sunny, dark. They need to be able to train in the environment in which they are working. So it's important that this is an outside range, and we do have up to 200 yards. And the thinking behind that is if you are unfortunately in a school or something and you have to make one of those shots and you need to be accurate, then you need to be able to train at such a long distance. So this outdoor range is 200 yards. It is 20 lanes of cross. And we're just going to be able to do a lot with it. We can even bring cars onto it and practice training around sitting in the cars. Very important that we have this outdoor range.
That's a unique thing of being able to do that. And I guess having an outdoor range allows you to do something like that. And people see videos on TV and on the internet on a regular basis, I guess, where you see traffic officers who are involved in traffic stops that turn into shooting incidents. And that's something that you probably, I guess, in a normal shooting range area, you wouldn't be able to prepare for that, would you?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, so in our county, there's only one police range for the entire county. It's the St. Charles County Training Center, and they've been good partners with us for a very long time, and that's where all the agencies in St. Charles County go to train. But if, you know, there's a lot of police officers, there's a lot of training time that's needed, and so sometimes it can be difficult to get all the time that we need. But it is important that we go to a police range. If we don't get enough time, then we got to go to private ranges, and those private ranges don't allow the dynamic kind of training that we do perform. So it is important that we don't just stand there in the same spot. We need to move. We need to move around obstacles. We need to get inside cars. You know, the saying comes, when the time to perform arrives, the time for preparation has passed.
Right.
And so that's something that both agencies have seen the need that, hey, police training is very important, because when there's an emergency, you want well-trained police officers responding to your call. And so that's why these two cities have taken the initiative to be the leaders in the region to make sure that training is available, because these centers, the one that we're building at the center for at the center is there's nothing else around like that. It's going to all be in one shop. We're going to be able to do a lot of things on this property.
That's Lieutenant Dan Gibbons of the St. Charles City Police Department. He's a public information officer, and he's also a board member of the Center for Advanced Skills Training in Law Enforcement. So tell me a little bit about, it's not just a shooting range that's being built there. Obviously, on Friday, you've got a lot of dignitaries that are coming out for the ribbon cutting, but there's a lot more that's going to happen on that campus, isn't there?
Correct, yes. Yeah. So we do have the shooting range up and running. But in the future, we're also going to have a EVOC course, which is Evasive Vehicle Operation or Emergency Vehicle Operation course. Now, this course is designed to give officers a training area to operate their vehicles low speed and high speed. This is something that in my 17 years as a law enforcement, I've never even been on one of these tracks, because there's one, maybe two in the state, and that's usually just reserved for the guys and gals that are going to be instructors. So a lot of times agencies are just setting up cones on big parking lots, and that's where they do their emergency vehicle operation course training. This is going to be a full mile course. It's going to have a skid path. It's going to have a working intersection, and it's also going to have a wet condition simulator. And that stuff is just so important, because a lot of the things that unfortunately police die from are not only felony assaults, but also traffic accidents. And so we need to get these officers trained appropriately using a course like this before they hit the real world. as a prior field training officer, you know, you get a new recruit that just came out of the police academy, and they've had some EVOC training, but nothing like this. I mean, we're gonna have a working intersection where they're gonna be able to make those decisions whether or not they go through that intersection. Do they have to slow at that intersection? Do they need to stop at that intersection? And that's very important to have before you go out in the real world, because that's a split second decision that those recruits are going to have to make that could lead to tragedy if they don't make the appropriate decision. So it's extremely important that they get training on a course like this. Also, the wet condition simulator. Obviously, police officers get into pursuits and conduct all sorts of track related enforcement when it's raining, and being able to have the advanced skills of knowing how your car is going to operate when you're going that fast in the rain is paramount. So the EVOC course is going to be phenomenal. Very excited to have the EVOC course. We're also going to have classrooms. We're going to have 7 classrooms, and we're going to want to bring in training courses from all over the nation. Currently, if there's a topic that police officers need to go to that isn't local, we have to send officers all over the United States, and that includes airfare and lodging and hotel and food. We want to bring that training here, keep it local, bring that business in, bring that great national training to our facility, and we're going to be able to accommodate with our 7 classrooms. We're also going to have a 2-story simulation house, and that's something where officers are going to be able to practice clearing rooms in an actual environment instead of just simulating it someplace else, but actually being in the building and being able to go into those rooms in a safe environment. We're going to have a canine training area. We're also going to have kennels, and those kennels are going to be for people from outside that are coming to our training center from across the nation. They're going to be able to kennel their dogs at our facility when they go to their hotel for the night. We're going to have a drone training center, and we're also going to have some SWAT training available as well.
Wow, that is a full-service course there. Lieutenant Gibbons, I appreciate you making the time today. And, you know, you were top of mind when I'm at a memorial prayer breakfast this morning and just seeing all the names of the officers that we've lost in the line of duty. And it's one of those opportunities to say to you and to your brothers and sisters in blue, we appreciate what you do. We appreciate the sacrifice that you make. And anything that you guys need in terms of training, I am all about. And I know the majority of people appreciate what you guys do. And we want you to be fully trained up so you can be as safe as you can. Thank you again for taking the time on the radio with us today. And I will see you on Friday.
Thanks, Mike. I truly appreciate it.
We appreciate that. Lieutenant Dan Gibbons of the St. Charles City Police Department, making sure that our men and women in blue have the training that they need so they can be safe and they can get the home to their families, I think is something that all of us want. We are going to wrap up the big show. President Trump is still talking in Michigan. Go figure. That guy could do a 3-hour radio show on his own, and he wouldn't need anybody else to talk. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM Talk.